Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is Deuce, and on Wednesday I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Jay, and I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesday, talking about I love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbean.
The Diva Squad.
This is Thaisa, and on Wednesdays, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio. Love fantasy is what it is.
Welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad. It's Butter Baby, baby, baby.
Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss Mo, Miss
Mo, Miss Mo. IDGYA, yeah, then the middle light morning to the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life stuck on me, that's how I see. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future or the same. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is stacked? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that web, web, word is foul. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet, baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, there's place in the bands, I'm coming out like.
I'm coming out.
You are now tuned in to GQ Power Radio, Radio Love.
Anybody in the building? Who's in the building?
Hey, so I'm here.
Hello.
Can y'all hear
What's
me?
What's going on, ladies?
Microphone check 1 2.
Microphone check 1 2 1 2. We are in the building to show y'all how we do. It is on and popping on Wednesday nights here at GQ Palace Radio. The number 646-200-3838. We would like for y'all to tune in and chop it up with us, ladies. This is an adult show. We promote 18 and older callers. However, we do have some younger callers sometimes or listeners, so we try to keep a civil tongue over here at GQ Palace Radio. We go on strictly opinion over here. Everybody's entitled to an opinion. We're not licensed psychologists. We are not here to fix you, but however, we can support you in any way that we can. We'll try. So, but we appreciate the fans, the callers, the listeners, everybody, because without y'all, there would be no us. Again, we appreciate that. So, on that note, we'd like to give a birthday shout out to anyone that is celebrating a birthday. What is this, still Aries season, or is it Taurus? It's still Aries, right?
We're still in Aries, yes.
I know you going to know that, Aries.
You know I know.
Still going Aries.
Yes.
All I'm concerned with is the summer. You know, y'all know I'm a Cancer, a.k.a. summer. I no longer claim Cancer zodiac sign because Cancer is such an ugly thing. You know, I try not to claim that in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And with that being said, speaking of Cancer, I'd like to send our condolences to the Murphy family. Rest in peace to Charlie Murphy, which he is, he was a actor, comedian, TV and radio personality, writer. He's done it all. He's been in the business, in the industry, in the comedy industry for 20 plus years doing stand-up comedy and, you know, working in various movies, you know, big screen movies and stuff like that. He was on the Dave Chappelle show, which, you know, left a mark on everybody. Everybody remembers him on the Dave Chappelle show. And he's the brother of Eddie Murphy. He lost his battle to leukemia today. You know, he passed away in the New York City hospital. So condolences to his family. He also lost his wife to cancer in 2009. She also died of cancer. Yeah, so, you know, he left behind three children and stuff like that. So, rest in peace to Charlie Murphy.
Charlie Murphy!
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, you know, like I said, cancer is such an ugly thing. And the thing is, it has... No, you know, it has no picks and chooses who can get it. Anybody can get it at any time, you know. So it's important to know your family history if you can. But as well as getting yourself checked out, you know, because if you do have something going on, you want to be able to fix that or, you know, or treat whatever you have going on, you know. So just, you know, don't be afraid to go to the doctor and hear if anything's going to go on, if you have anything going on in yourself. So just go get checked out. Call me a hypochondriac because that's why I pay for health insurance, to go to the doctor. I'm not paying for it to wither away and hear this insurance company getting rich and, you know, you're coughing up lungs and all that crap. So, rest
that's
in peace, Charlie Murphy.
Yep, definitely rest in peace. And our condolences to all. That's so sad, you know.
He's been sick for a while, actually. You know, I used to see, you know, pictures and stuff of him, and then I googled it a while ago, and it's like he had, you know, he's battling leukemia.
I had no clue.
Mm-hmm.
No clue. I know.
Yeah.
I noticed the weight loss and the, you know,
right,
changes, but I never, you know, paid any mind. I just thought, you know, that
he
just
like
lost some weight or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was like skin and bones his last days, you know. But he's been in the hospital, you know, for the last week or so. At least a few days he's been in the hospital. So he passed away in the hospital, a New York City hospital.
All right. On behalf of GQ Palace family, we definitely send our condolences to the family and friends and loved ones of Charlie Murphy.
Yes, because he was born in Brooklyn, but they grew up here on Long Island, in Roosevelt.
Oh wow!
They grew up in Roosevelt, and we used to actually see them out there once in a blue moon because I used to live in Hempstead. So you know, they would show face out there every now and again. So we would see them once in a blue, and I guess whenever they were in town. So you know, when you kind of try to move out the hood once you get in a certain position. You try to distance yourself, but his parents and stuff had still lived in Roosevelt. They grew up. It's a lot of people that are in the industry and stuff like that that grew up on Long Island. Whether they're hip hop artists or whatever, it's a lot of people from Long Island. So shout out to Long Island, huh?
Yeah, and then they go Hollywood on us.
Girl, ain't that the truth? There's a lot of talent on Long Island,
I don't know, but when you think about it though, when you become, to that level, when things are definitely different and you're traveling for everything, you kind of want to be at like a remote location, someplace where you're able to still maintain, but at the same time you're able to enjoy your career. So some things are necessary. It could be, it was good when he was a kid, but now he's doing, big things. So it's definitely time to, leave and switch it up. Sometimes change is good.
Definitely.
Well, we do that on the norm. Like, listen, I got to get out of here. That's without Hollywood, what I'm saying? So I've done that. I'm like, I got to switch locations. I got to get out of here. When you see that you're in a stagnant position or wherever you live and there's no growth or anything, you have to remove yourself. So in that instance too, that's where all the big name production companies and all of that stuff is, in Hollywood, Atlanta, Miami, places like that. You know what I'm saying? That's why you hear that a lot, because that's where all the big name, companies and stuff are. So you try to move as close to them as you can, I guess. It's a hard
definitely
business.
I definitely have to give a shout out to Mother Nature. Yesterday and today have been definitely beautiful days out.
It's the weather.
Definitely beautiful outside. This weather has definitely got it going on.
Let me tell you, girl. I spent my lunch hour outside. I did. We know we get a lot of energy from the sun, whether people, know that or not.
That vitamin D.
It's important, for the human body. So God had gifts that keep on giving, and people don't even understand it.
Well, unfortunately, the sun and I don't get along, and I lack vitamin D, so I have to. The doctor said I have to take supplements, so I'm on a high dose of vitamin D. But yes, definitely. As Angie was saying in the beginning of the show, keep up with your health. Go see the doctor. We're not paying these high taxes and high, health insurance co-payments and all that stuff for no reason. Take advantage and use it. Go see the doctor. If they, tell you need to do this, you need to do that. Take care of yourself mentally, mental health, emotionally, physically. All that is important, because I myself definitely, can vouch for that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. So, with that said, we have Easter. This is Easter week. This is a holy week, actually, the Passover and all that stuff. So, we're going to say a happy Easter to everybody early. We'll probably remind ourselves by the end of the show, too. Happy Easter to all those that that believe. That could be touchy. A lot of people battle back and forth as far as religion and, stuff like that go. In Christ, you have all kind of people. You have atheists, and all kind of, that just don't believe. You have people that believe more in science than they do in Christ. So, happy Easter to everybody.
Happy Resurrection Sunday.
Happy Easter, Good Friday, because of course Friday is Good Friday. Definitely happy for those of you who do, celebrate. Happy Good Friday to you as well.
Definitely.
Diva, so what's our topics for this evening?
Well, I wanted to start out with speaking about, I read in the Washington Post how the Chicago mayor, he proposed to withhold high school diplomas if a child has no military or college plans in place after high school. And my question is, where does he see that probable, and, you know, what direction does he think that it's going to take the kids by withholding their high school diploma?
Wow. Okay, well, in my opinion, I think it's a crock-up mess. I don't agree with that. Because some kids don't know what they're going to do. Some kids don't have plans of going to college. Some kids might just, you know, just plan on joining the family business and working for the family business,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, or just going out and just getting a job, or just some kids don't, they're fed with a silver spoon and don't need to go to school. They have money for the rest of their lives, or trust fund babies, as they call it. I know when I was ready to graduate high school, or ready to make my 12th grade schedule, I had no plans. I couldn't stand school. I could not stand school. I didn't want to stay in school. I just wanted to hurry up and get out. I did not see myself going to college. I did not, you know, I just wanted to be a workaholic like my mother. You know, I didn't think the school was even important. I'm thinking, why do I need this science class or this math class or this English class? You know, so I don't agree with it. Not everybody is going to college. Not everyone's going into the army. Not everyone is, you know, has a plan.
Not everybody's even college material. You have, you know, you have, I mean, his intentions might be great, but I think the actual act is horrible. I mean, he has to find some kind of, he has to find a different approach, because now, now you're trying to, you know, scare people into like, oh, I'm gonna go to college now. Now you'll get these kids sign up for college just to get their diploma, and then once they get the diploma, then they're gonna flunk out of college, and then you're stuck with all kind of loans. And you know, you have to know your child. You know what I mean? People have to know their child. But as far as withholding their high school diploma, they've earned that. They've earned that. You cannot withhold that, because that's just not right. You know what I mean? If anybody else was to agree with him, I think that's crazy, and I think it'd be crazy if the parents allow that to happen. You know, that's why they have, you have guidance counselors and different things like that. They have to start having more seminars and workshops and job fairs and different things for these children. Now, you have some people that has graduated college with all kind of degrees and they are bartending and waiting tables because they can't even get a job in their fields. You know what I mean? So with you withholding that, now my question would be, is he, you know, that now that New York has this free education for the New York residents or whatever the case is he going to open up a program in the same caliber, for the students to say that, you know what I mean? Like, all right, well, we're going to do such and such, and we're going to open up education, free education to a state university or a four-year school or whatever. You know what I mean? So what else do you have in place for you to propose this? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't do it as a scare tactic, because all you're going to do, now you're going to have a whole mess of a high school dropouts.
Right.
Because they don't have any plans on going to the military nor to college. That's not for everybody. College is not for everybody. The military definitely is not for everybody. You know.
What did the article say, though? Did it say you had to have a college acceptance letter? Did it say that you have to have a plan? You have to have something in writing?
You have to have some type of plan to go. It says you have to. The article said you have to have some type of plan. You either have to be committed to a college or committed something in writing to college or to military. This is what he proposes. It has not been approved, but this is just what he's going to present to the board and whoever else is necessary. So that's what the article said. You know, I think it's a bunch of hogwash. Like I said, his intentions may be good. You know, the bad thing is we can't see people's intentions. We only see their actions. So if his intentions are he wants people to really prosper and go or whatever, then, you know, find a different way to do it. That's not going to – you're just going to have a higher rate of dropouts now, whether high school or college, because now people's like, oh, well, again, for the life of me, they've earned that. You can't take that from them. If they're graduating from high school, you give them their diploma, you know. Because otherwise, then you're going to have kids signing up for school under false pretenses. You go, and then your parents or whoever has to sign for you these loans or anything is going to be stuck with a big bill. And I don't know if anybody that's listening have children that are in college. I know from personal experience I do. I have a college. She's a senior in college. That college is not cheap for somebody to go under false pretenses. It's not cheap. That's not something you play with. So
yeah, I
think you should find a different approach.
Away. Yeah, definitely.
You know,
I agree.
He just need to find something else to do, in my opinion. So, but on that note,
to
me
playing devil's advocate. To me, I think that there should be some type of plan. I mean, I don't know if I would try to say, oh, okay, well, you're not going to get your diploma. But to me, I feel like there should be some type of plan. There should be something. Like, I know for my kids, I always said, you know what? I'm going to work. I'm going to do what I got to do. You know, you go to school. You know, you focus on that. Let me handle everything else around the house. You just do that. And our understanding was you go to school, you get good grades, all that stuff, and mommy takes care of everything else. So then what it boils down to is, okay, here we go, time for graduation. You had to have a plan. You know, you had to have some type of plan of what you were going to do with your life. No college, to me, college isn't for everybody, but at the same time, you need to have a plan. And I think that as parents, we need to, like, just make sure we're more on top of it and we're more aware of the fact that our kids have to have a plan. Like, you can't just, oh, okay, well, you know what? Even if it's just a plan to go to get a job and to work,
right?
You still gotta have a plan. Like, you gotta put something into play. I'm not a mom that's a fan of, oh, you're gonna take a year off and you're not gonna do nothing. No, boo. Mm-hmm. You're gonna get a job. You're gonna do something while you're trying to figure out yourself. You know what I'm saying?
I see some grown men and women living off of their parents.
Mm-hmm.
Grown men and women, I'm talking 20s and 30s, still living off of their parents and not having a job, not having a place to stay. So,
that's
why
problem.
I said you have to know your children, because it does. It starts with the parent. It's all it's all in the parents, you know. What kind of example are the parents setting for the children, number one? You know, what are you showing them, you know? Number two, you know, you just can't allow them to sit around. If you don't go to school, you're going to work. Those are your only two options. There's no other options. There's no other two options. Listen, my daughter worked through high school and she worked through college right along going with internship work and going to regular classes. So, but this was her ambition. She had this all mapped out. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't show her no lazy. You know what I mean? There's tired, there's lazy. I didn't show her lazy, you know?
Now, Diva, just hold that thought real fast. We do have a caller, and I also just want to explain to everyone that the phone lines are open. The number to call is 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air. You do have to press that 1 button in order to go on the air and give your feedback, you know, on a topic that we're discussing this evening. So with that being said, we're just going to bring on our first caller. Caller, are you there?
Okay. I'm here. It's Kitty.
Hi, Kitty.
Hi, lady.
How are you?
Hello there.
I'm good. So I just wanted to comment on, you know, on the topic today. You know, in some senses, I understand why the mayor did what he, why the mayor did it. And if you, you know, I don't know what the percentage, because of course I didn't look it up. I don't know the percentages of graduates in Chicago or that area of Chicago, wherever the mayor is mayor of, right? Whatever it is, however Chicago runs its city. But it's probably a low percentage, right? And so I kind of understand where it came from. But we also have to, you know, our children have gotten complacent. And it has nothing to do with parents, you know what I'm saying? Because we all know that, you know, you can do the best you can, and children at a certain age make their own decisions. But once that idea of you don't have to go to college to be successful came into play, our children, it's not, it wasn't their fault. This was given, this was given to them. They were handed, you know, hey, you don't have to go right to college, right? And so, so now they're faced with, well, you know, I can work right out of high school. You know what I mean? I don't have to go to college. But we know that college and college education is not just about getting a job. College it shows your employer that you were disciplined enough to stay and be consistent in something. It's not just about getting a job. And that's where we go wrong. You know, before it was about educating yourself. Remember in the 60s when people were getting killed to go to school? It was about educating themselves. It wasn't about, hey, go to college to get a job, because a college degree doesn't guarantee you a job. But it does put you a little ahead of someone else who doesn't have a degree. If you're going into an interview and a person doesn't have a degree and you do, it kind of puts you, you know, above that. So I kind of understand where it came from, but I think somehow or another, because our nation is so, we've been through so much and we're going through so much, a lot of bullying is happening now, right? Do it or else, because they think that that's the only way.
That's more of a scare tactic for him. That's you. We know Chicago. I don't know if you guys have seen the movie Chi-Raq or whatever. That stuff really happens in Chicago. My people are from Chicago. It's rough. So what's happening is you're dealing with an urban community, and they feeling sometimes that they're at their ends as far as discipline comes. And you know, different things like that. So it was like, well, we're going to try this. Maybe this will work. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
And that's what I'm saying.
Now,
that's what
like
I'm
I
saying.
Said, it's, the thing is, we can't see people's intentions. You understand? So like you said, you understand where it comes from, I guess, being a college student or whatever, you know, from whatever you came from. You understand? So it's hard, because that's why I said it starts with the parents, because now they have to reach out. The parents are going to have to connect with somebody else and get together and draw up a plan if the child can't do it on their own. You know,
okay,
don't
Kitty.
Just
no,
say, I'm going to do this.
Diva,
I'm going to do
Angie,
this. So.
Let's know better. Yeah. Just hold on. Kitty, go ahead.
I don't really think it has anything to do with if you know Chicago or not. I think that it's nationwide. I think that they're so desperate for our young people to get somewhere that they start, you know, being, you know, do this, we're going to make you do something. And so I don't think it comes from a place, I don't know the mayor, I don't follow the mayor, but, you know, I don't think it comes from a place of, you know, where the intention is bad. I think it comes from a good place, but it comes from a place of desperate, right?
Right.
And when you're desperate like that, sometimes you're like, do it. It's like parents, the same thing, right? If you have a child that's unruly, you get desperate sometimes. And so, I have a college degree, but, you know, I tell my children, you know, you have to graduate from high school, of course, and I would like for you to go to college, because I do know that college is not for everyone, right? And you don't want to waste money, and it's not just about, because you can go to SUNY and you can get grants and whatever the case may be, but it's still a waste of money if you really don't want to be there.
If you don't want to be there.
So I tell my children I would like for them to go to college. I give them the reasons why they should go to college, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, it's up to them. I don't think that it's about parents just saying, being lazy and saying, oh, you know, I'm going to let my kids do whatever they want. All children are so different. And and sometimes their peers aren't, they're influenced by their peers. Sometimes they just get lazy, you know, of all walks of life. I mean, my son is, you know, in college. He's in between Norway and California. But he was around he was the only African-American male in his graduation class because he went to California to play ball. And he was the majority around all white children whose parents were, you know, upper class, middle class. And at a certain age, they gave their parents a hard time. So I don't think it's like always the class system. It's children. It's at a certain age, they just like, I don't know what I want to do, you know. And you just have to continue to guide them and hope that you know, no one has to force something on them. But it's probably that idea that they don't have a good college graduation rate or, you know, enrollment rate. And they just feel like, let's make them do it, you know. And so
right.
I don't think it's coming from a bad place. I think it's coming from
he could have great intentions. He could have great intentions, you know. But when you force somebody, like you said, desperate time calls for desperate measures. Now, when you force somebody into a corner, what are they going to do to try to fight their way out? They're going to do what they feel is best for them to get out of that situation. So at that point, you know what happens? They're like, well, I'm going to quit school. We pray that doesn't happen. But you can't say that I'm going to take your high school diploma, something that you've actually earned. Let's just say, like I said, hopefully you could open up a program like New York just did to where we'll pay for you to go to school, a community college, 2-year, 4-year, or whatever.
You know what the thing with that is? To me, I think the problem with that is that you guys got to remember that Chicago has, like, the highest crime rate there is. So,
exactly
like,
what I said
when,
before.
When you think of all of that together, honestly, if I was in Chicago, I would probably support you with that, only on the strength of, listen, you either going to save my kid's life or my kid going to be in jail, one or the other. So, therefore, an extra person pushing him or pushing her to do the right thing, to me personally, I feel like push him. Push them to see. He did. I don't think, because I read another article about it. He wasn't saying, like, you know what, this is what you have to do. He said you have to have a plan. It has to be something that this is what you plan to do. You
right.
need to have, and then other than special students, it's one of those things where, listen, I'm trying to help you, and I don't understand a parent that's in Chicago that will be against it because they're trying to save your kid's life. This helps your kid get more prepared for the real world. But, guys, we do have another call. Yes.
I just want to say one more thing before I hang up. We also have to remember that this is the age of computers, right? This is the age of fast. Back in the 60s, they didn't have all this stuff, right? And so back in the 60s, everything was civil rights, and that was what pushed them and motivated them to go to college, right? Now, look what we have. We have reality TV, where you don't have to go to college. You can do a sex tape, right, and be famous the next day, right? And everyone is affected. We can't think that just because we come from a good family or bad family or strict family that we're not affected by social media. Look at what the children have in front
that's
of them.
All that's
they're saying,
around.
Right, they're saying we don't need to go to college because look at him. He got a radio or reality TV show, and he's a millionaire now. And so that's why I think the mayor's like, come on, every week we got to get these kids together.
All right. Kitty, hopefully we'll hang up. You can stay on the line and, you know, still continue to get feedback. We do have two more callers that we do want to bring on as well. Callers, are you there? We're going to bring one on at a time or both of them together. However you guys want to do it?
Yes, this is Dave. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Hi, Dave.
Hey,
all right,
how are you? Right, so we have Dave. Do we have Michael on the air as well?
Okay, first and foremost, in reference to the planning situation, there's a very simple phrase that we use all the time. Fail to plan to fail.
Plan to fail.
And it's ironic because those who don't plan usually end up failing because they didn't have, right, they didn't have, you know, they didn't have the resources to go ahead and put, you know, their situation into a plan so that they can write it down. And you have to start short term. You know, you say, okay, I'm going to go to the store in an hour. You write it down. You fulfill it. Then after that, you know, you say, I'm going to go ahead and do this, do that. And you just make short-term plans. Those short-term plans become long-term goals. So then it goes from a day to a week to a month to a year, and then you're planning to 10 years ahead just because you start small. It's the people that want to do the big planning that usually end up failing because they don't take the baby steps. And as a child, we first have to crawl before we can walk, and then we can run. And, you know, these are the steps that we have to take, not only as a baby, as a human being as well. The other thing is, when we speak about Chicago, it's a very small area in Chicago. But when we say Chicago, people may think it's the whole of Chicago. It's a very small area in Chicago that this stuff is happening. And the reason it's happening is because it was by design. You know, you take away the jobs, you stack people on top of each other, you make them desperate to the point where they have no way out. This is what's going to happen. You know, they studied this in the rats, they studied this in different animals, and they know exactly how people are going to react. I mean, this is nothing new. I mean, I heard some talk about the military. Yes, the military is really not for us. The military is not our fight, you see. The military is a government fight, for the banks and all these other places. Yes, it's a way out for some people, but it's not our fight, you know. College, right, is definitely not for everyone, you know, because if you look at the majority of millionaires, they actually didn't even go to college, you see. Yeah, look at the statistics. The majority of millionaires never even went to college. You see, and they're wealthy to our standards, you know. The other thing is, as far as the children acting up and the parents are trying to figure out how to deal with the child, listen, man, if you go back to the original and you tar their behind from when they're young and you let them know where they stand, when they stand, they're going to know who they're standing under and what shadow they should respect them, you see. Once a tree is small, you can bend the branch. But once that tree grows up and it has a big trunk, you just got to cut it down. You can't bend that branch no more.
Once that root gets grounded.
You know? So parents have it hard today. It's very hard for parents when they come to rearing kids. Because, Katie was saying, you have all these different, we call them gates. There's an ear gate, there's an eye gate, there's a mouth gate, and these are the things where you see on TV, they hear from the music, you know, their friends influence, the peer pressure. So when we were younger, you know, we didn't have these things. We played with marbles, we took the tire from the bike and pushed it down the street. We'd be running around.
Yes.
All that good stuff. You know, exercise didn't even know it. You know, we were taking in the sun and we didn't even know it. You know, so we were fit. Our brains were working. Now the kids are just idle. They're in front of the TV, in front of a computer. They don't move. There's nothing going on. And that is because the parents are allowing them to do that.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's what I said. You have to know your child.
How do you feel? How do you feel about it? Do you feel like it's something that it's a good idea, or do you feel like it's not a good idea? What's your feedback on it?
A good idea as far as the school?
As far as the mayor of Chicago withholding the high school diploma unless they have a college or military plan in place.
Here's the thing. I agree with you as far as not withholding. You cannot withhold someone's diploma that they legally worked their behind off for and acquired. You cannot do that. Okay? Whether they have a plan or not is up to the individual. Now, you see, this is the same thing where some parent, I guess, got locked up because they withhold their child from eating McDonald's. That's the parent's right, you see. And once you start removing the parental rights from the parent and the government starts raising your children, this is where you start getting cops shooting all the kids down because they don't have the qualifications to be parents. You see, they are military, not parents.
Yep.
So as far as withholding someone's diploma because they don't have a plan, I understand the concept. I understand the concept. But again, you're punishing the people for what the government has imposed upon them. Deal with the government. Deal with the government, and the people will respond.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Storm, did you say someone else was on the line?
There was Mike. Mike, are you there?
Maybe he'll call back or whatever.
All right, well, I'll speak for Mike. Now, this is Mike. All right.
Well, yeah, Mike's called back, but as soon as he calls back in, we'll definitely put him back on the air.
Okay.
I have another situation I wanted to get some info on. I had a lady come to the office, and she expressed to me that she is working with a relative. Now, the two relatives, I guess like a U-Haul business, but they're working together, and she's working under the relative, but apparently every time, like, the trucks come in, whatever, they're supposed to get, like, a cut, you know, towards all the trucks. What's been happening is that they make good money, but the owner, per se, is kind of cheating her out of some of the money that she's supposed to be getting, in a sense. So if she say she's making $1,000 a week, right, with the incentives, with the returns, and then selling certain things, she would be making $1,500 to $2,000. But because she's being cheated, she's only making $1,000 rather than $1,500 to $2,000. Should she stay in that environment, or should she move on? Considering she's making decent money still, but should she stay in that environment? Because at the same time, it's still a mental strain. Knowing that it's a family, you know.
I'm one of those people, know your self-worth. And if you're in an environment, work, whether you're, you know, working or, you know, living or whatever, that is unhealthy for you mentally, and they playing with your money, I'm the type, I always try to make sure I have a plan B, you know, a second job or a third job, you know, lined up. But I've been put in that position where they were playing with my money, and you know, there were new people would come in and become making more money than me off the back. Meanwhile, I would be there 2 or 3 years, and you know, I'd go to the higher ups nicely. You know, there's money that's owed to me, this, that, and the other. This. And they would always say, you know, take it to this person or take it to that person or take it to, oh, we'll handle it. Not handled. Guess what? I'm resigning. God has another plan for me.
No, I'm not resigning until you give me what's due mine. Give me my money. I'm going back. Make sure you write everything down. Have all your stuff calculated. Have everything documented. A lot of times it's hard to have family and business mixed. You have to be a very strong-willed person to be in that position. It's not easy dealing with business and family. Been there, done that. If you have to fire a family member, then you do so, you know. But make sure you have all your stuff documented. And they should give her or him whatever, or him, I mean the lady, right?
The lady, right.
Give her her money. Give her what she's earned. You know what I mean? If she put in all this money, all of this time and stuff, why can't she get her full pay?
Yeah, because it's like the commission.
Better business, right.
And Katie,
Channel 12, something.
and Kitty, what's your feedback? I don't know if she hung up. Okay.
Right, okay, so
my
feedback
is, I don't know, me personally, I'm not for the mental stress, honestly. I can make money anywhere I go. I'm not for the mental stress. I'm not for causing more stress and heartache to myself. You know, to me, I feel like I hear what you guys are saying, but I feel like if the person was going to give her the money, the person wouldn't have been ripping her off. So therefore, I think if she can keep a paper trail and she could possibly pursue something further, maybe legally with these people, that's one thing. But if she know that she don't, I would just cut my, I would get me another job, and I would just say, you know what, thank you, but no thank you. I'm going to leave now. This is where I exit, only because it's going to be more stressful to her. And no, this day and age, I'm sorry, there's enough stress out there as it is, and you don't need any more stress and aggravation for the situation. I know it might seem like, you know, it's a heartache, but guess what? If you bring home $1,000 and you should be bringing home $1,500, you $500 short. So how long are you going to go still being $500 short each week? Me personally, I'm sorry, you might do that to me once or twice, and then I'm going to have to find me another job, because you're not going to keep ripping me off. You're not, especially when, if I could go to someone higher than you and explain to them the situation, or if I could show proof that you're ripping me off, that's something different. But if I can't, it's my word against your word, I'm going to have to leave. I'm going to have to leave. I'm sorry, my peace of mind, my peace of mind is better than any money that anybody's going to give me. I need that peace of mind. I need to leave and be able to come home and feel like stress-free, drama-free, and then go back at work in the morning and not feel like I have a headache or I don't feel like going into this job because, oh, they're going to rip me off my money. I'd rather not. I would leave personally.
Yeah. Okay. Like you said, keep that paper trail. You got to have that paper trail. No, document your time. That's why you have time cards and stuff like that. Make sure you got all, if you got to take it to court, take them to court.
Yeah, but at the end of the day,
even if it ain't really about the money. It's not really about the money. It's about principle here.
Right, exactly.
Why can't
now,
I
Dave,
get
what
I've
did you
earned?
Say, Dave? I didn't hear you. Dave.
No, I was saying exactly because there's no real higher ups. It's just, you know, it's just her and the relatives. And there's no time clocks or nothing like that. It's just basically an understanding, you know, that this is hard, you know. So my advice was, look, it really parallels is what I'm hearing, is that stress is the biggest killer in this on this world, right?
Mm-hmm.
For you to go in and have an attitude and all these things constantly because, one, it's a family member. Two, you feel betrayed. And three, you're being cheated and taken advantage of, you see. So sometimes the best thing is to just cut your ties.
Leave it alone.
Right, but in the same time, I do like the other advices, whereas you plan ahead. Again, this has to do with planning. You know, you plan ahead, you know, so that you can at least have something to fall back on once you make that transition.
Now, Dave, just hold your thought 1 second. We have another caller. Caller, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
How are you? Yes, you there?
Okay. Hello, Fever.
Hi.
Hello. How you doing?
I am all right. Basically, I would like to take it back just a little bit and say that basically our school system should be on board of teaching our children about what their rights in the work field. Because a lot of these young adults and teenagers are going into the work field not knowing their rights in the work field, and they are being taken advantage of and being treated like garbage. When I say garbage, I mean, okay, you're working, and then they tell you, oh, you're fired. What reason? We don't need to tell you no reason. What you mean you don't tell me no reason? I have a right to know why I'm being fired. No, you don't. Why? Because you signed a contract. When you sign that application in state, somewhere down on that application, that they can fire you without any reason or any cause. And that has a tendency of making them feel some kind of way. Now, we have a situation where some of you was giving out applications, trying to get young people to sign up. And this is in the Bronx area. And a lot of you did not want to sign up for some of you. They are getting discouraged because they're being ran over. And when you got people that's being discouraged from young, these are same people who's going to be left down, trotted when they get older. Because they feel that their rights were discriminated then, so who's going to care about their rights now? But it's up to us and those of us who do know their rights about working and what you should get, what you should not get, how you should go about doing things when you come in a situation where you're having problems with your boss, your supervisor, or your manager. A lot of people don't know the steps to take, and those of us who do know should teach them this. This is why I say our school systems, they're teaching them certain things, but they're not teaching them to be prepared for the work field. A lot of students do not graduate and go to college. Real talk. A lot of them graduate and go straight into the work field, but with no knowledge of what their rights are in the work field.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So our educational system do need to be revamped to teach these children what are their rights in the work field, because a lot of them have to work and go to school, and some of them just have to go straight to working because that's all they can do to continue to afford to survive and to live in this world.
You're right.
That's the truth.
But until us older people start to realize we got to call for this. We got to say this is what our young adults need. They need this also.
Well, see,
you know, we don't need all the programs through public assistance, but it'd be good to start teaching them young what are their rights in the work field.
That's right. And that's why I said a lot of seminars. But let's start calling a spade a spade. Let me tell you. You can have two children, one black, one white, graduate high school.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying, you can have, they'll take sometimes in a lot of positions and a lot of places, they'll take that white kid without a college education before they take the black one with one. And like I said, that's a spade. I've seen that personally happen. You understand what I'm saying? Like how, because it's who you know sometimes. It's who you know.
Yeah,
but
sometimes it's who you know regardless of your race too, though. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. It's who you know. It's who you know as far as getting into workplaces and workforce and different things like that. That's why I said a lot of times they have to set up more seminars, job fairs, and like the senior class. Let's devote their senior class not to George Washington. Let's set it up so we can have mock interviews and resume writing and teach them how to do salary negotiations, because you know once you graduate college, you're going into salary negotiations now, depending on the area you're going to live in. Now you can apply for a job in D.C. You see when they have salary negotiations on there, you got to shoot for the higher number. They're going to come down. Then you have to counteract that. You understand? Teach them how to do that. Teach them how to do salary caps, salary negotiations, and different things like that. They don't teach that. That's the stuff that needs to be taught in these high schools and stuff. And I think that it gives the kids more of a sense of power, empowerment to themselves, to know that I can go in here and I can negotiate my salary. I don't have to go in there just take what they say they're going to give me. I'm going to say no, because look at the area I live. It costs more to live in D.C. I'm going to need a little more money.
Well,
I'm going to need a little more money. And that's a reality.
Go ahead, Rachel.
Time
is
definitely up. Yes, that's me. Time. That Ray Queen. Time is definitely of the essence. Tonight's show is only running an hour. So with that being said, we're going to go around the table and give our final thoughts. We're definitely going to start off with who was our first caller tonight?
Kitty was, but I think her call dropped because she's not here.
Oh, okay.
So the next person will be Dave. Mm-hmm.
Dave, are you still there? You want to give your final thoughts on tonight's show, Dave?
I really don't want to, but I guess under the circumstances.
You never do, Dave.
Listen,
cut it out.
Listen.
I know he never does.
You want me to be real with you, or you want me to perpetrate the fraud? Which one do you want? You want me to be real with you?
How about you do what you feel is necessary?
Yes.
If I do what I feel is necessary, I'll be in New York taking you out to dinner, and the rest of the night is history because I'm planning for that. So this way I'm not going to fail. You see what I'm saying? So be careful what you say to me, because I'll be on the plane tonight up at your house, and we're going to be out there doing something.
Okay.
So you watch what you say to me.
All right. So watch your mouth, Dean. We're definitely going to bring it back to giving your final thought about the topic.
Because it
was a very good topic. And it, you know what I'm saying? And it's serious. It's definitely dealing with our future, our kids, you know. So let's bring it back to that one.
And you can hear the seriousness in the people that are speaking, because it really hits home. Because the thing is, we are all affected in some way or the other. We are all affected. And the sad part is that the educational system has been dumbing down our children for the longest while.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And the other thing is, if you go anywhere out of the United States, 90% of those places, education is free. Medical is free. All these things are free. But people don't get a chance to go and travel to see that there are different places that are doing the things that we should be doing right here, because we have the finances to do it. I mean, if you can spend $3 million a week only on protection alone, and then another 10 or 15 or 20 million on top of that just for, you know, motorcades and trips and everything else, listen, man, we can pay for our health care. We can pay for our kids.
Wait, you said that, so you're not going to pick that up?
Huh?
That was a background conversation. We can hear you, Dana.
So, you know, we have the necessary resources to take care of our family and take care of our kids. But the thing is, we have to get the government out of our homes. We have to take our kids back. That's what we have to do. We have to take our kids back, and the only way to do that is by standing up. If we constantly sit down, we'll stand for anything, you see. And this is what we have to do. We have to take our, we have to stand up and say, look, enough is enough. And you have to mean it. You have to be willing to give your life for what you believe in.
That's
and at
right.
the end of the day, that's the bottom line. But people aren't willing to do that. I already told everybody, I'm willing to, when I believe in something, I give my life for it. And it's that's it.
Okay.
You see, that's it. You know, when I was a paramedic there in New York, I gave my life for it because that's what I believed in. I believe in saving people because I love people. You
right.
see? You know, and that was before the mask and everything came out. You were doing mouth to mouth, literally.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we gave our life for what we believe in, and nothing has changed. You know, I love my children. Everyone should love their children. They probably don't for whatever reason, but I love my children, and I will give my life for my children because that's what I believe in.
Okay, now. We appreciate your call, Dave. We always appreciate your calls, feedback and, you know, opinions and stuff like that, the knowledge that you bring forth. We appreciate that very much. Thank you.
I appreciate you guys. I appreciate all of you. I appreciate Rich as well, you know. I appreciate all of you. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for supporting us as long as you have. We definitely appreciate you. Thank you so much, Dave. Dana, do you have a final thought on tonight's show? Are you still there, Dana?
Yeah, I'm still here. I feel that, number one, that the responsibility for our children to know about their rights in the workplace is ours. We can say that we want the schools to teach them, but at the end of the day, we need to teach them through our experiences of what we went through.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can teach them how to re-budget and how to negotiate and how to act and how to dress. We can do that ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And not just to our children, but to any child who's interested. It could be my children's friends. You know what I'm saying? It could be my niece, my nephews, all our family members in whole. I mean, I'm a mother of nine, and I've had interviews with my own children. I asked my son, what do you want to wear? What you want to wear? Oh, I'm going to wear, oh, no, you can't wear that. You can't have your pants swagging off your butt. No, it's not appropriate. Oh, I want to wear this. Oh, girlfriend, that skirt is too short. We are our children's check system.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to put it all on the school because we parents have experience. We've been fired. We've been hired. We've been laid off. Hey.
I can't attest to that. I don't think I've ever been fired.
I'm just saying that some of us have.
I don't think I've ever been fired.
Yeah, but it's those experiences that allow our children to understand that they're not alone if that situation do happen.
That's
you
right.
understand? Everything, everybody's not might not experience that, but some of us who have that experience within itself empowered the children to know that they're not the only ones and that they can survive and they can thrive and they can rise above that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, right.
I told my daughter got fired from a job, and I told her, you know what? That job wasn't for you. God has another job in store for you that's better fit for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just knowing that you have that support. You understand?
Yeah.
Right, right. Yep, well.
And that's the most important thing is to support our children and to try to give them as much knowledge as we can and through our experiences.
That's right.
And that means our accomplishments and our failures.
That's right.
I hold my head up high because of my failures. Because I rose above my failures, I can hold my head up high.
Amen.
You feel me?
Again. Right. Amen. Amen.
Yes, thank you so much, Dana, for that. You know, again, go ahead, Lavina.
No, I'm just going to also just thank Dana. We have one more caller. We just want to bring that caller on just real fast. Caller,
okay.
I know you're listening. You got 2.5. So let's give this topic.
Hi.
And let's get
hey.
Thank you, Dana.
Hey. How y'all doing?
Hey, Twister, what's up,
boo-boo? Hey, nothing much. I just wanted to come by and show my love, you know.
Oh.
Sorry I'm calling in late, but y'all know me the circumstances, so.
Okay.
I had to call in and show some love to my divas.
All right, now. Thank you.
Yes.
Bless you.
Right
here.
No problem. No problem.
Good. You feel better, too.
Thank you. Thank y'all, brother. You know,
yes.
it's getting there.
Okay, listen.
All right.
One step
now.
At a time, child. One step at a time.
Yeah. But like
you
I said, I just want to show some love to all y'all. Dogs and divas.
Thank you. We love you too.
Yes. All right.
Appreciate
yes, I love all of y'all. Don't
you're
going
to knock it off the table again.
Yes.
Yeah,
on that note, I'm going to.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, I was just gonna give my final thought for the evening. You know,
please do.
We're wrapping up, you know. And in life, there is lessons and blessings.
Yes, it is.
We are our children's number one teacher. We start before the schools do. Like you said, you know. Just be there for your children and give them as much encouragement as you can. You know, lead by example, and hope for the best. Again, once kids get at a certain age, they start making their own decisions. If you see them going in the wrong direction, you have to try to redirect them. If you can't do so, then you have to give it to a higher power, and that's God. So,
Amen.
Be there for our children.
Yes. Miss Storm, do you have any final thoughts on tonight's show?
I just enjoyed myself tonight. I think the topic was great. I think the feedback was even better. And just thankful for the callers and listeners that definitely tune in with us this evening. My final thought is we have to advocate for our kids. If we don't let them know exactly what needs to be done, guess what? It's always going to be a problem. So therefore, we need to make sure that we start it from at home. And then what we see the school is not teaching, we need to step in and we need to teach. And sometimes it's easier to criticize than to actually sit back and say, you know what, maybe this isn't a bad idea. What can I do to help this process? How can I get my kid more prepared for the real life after high school? We have to step up and we have to do better as parents, to me.
Yeah.
Already.
All right. Yes, that was awesome. My final thought on tonight's show, definitely it was an awesome topic.
We definitely will be talking more about things like this in the future. And my opinion, I agree with everything that, you know, that was said. Let's continue to brainstorm together and try to make this, you know, make our families better, make ourselves better, make our kids better, and aid in making this world a better place. Because God knows Trump done messed up. Anyway, I gotta give a big honor to my Lord. Everybody knows I love God, and He's just the head of my life and my family. And definitely GQ Palace, our CEO and our executive, my sister Divas. Definitely an awesome show tonight. All of our callers and listeners, those that pressed one, those that did not, Kitty, Dave, Miss Dana, Mike, thanks. I don't know what happened to your call, but thanks for calling still. And T, we love you all. Thank you and continue the support. We'll be back same time, same place next week. And with that being said, we definitely had an awesome, awesome show. I'm going to pass the word really quick to our diva, Ms. Lavina. Hello, Ms. Lavina.
Yes, I do apologize. The song threw me off a little bit. It did. I'm like, what? I'm sorry. Wait.
Oh,
like,
by
wait
the
minute.
River.
What? Yeah, it's really off. But definitely, yes. Yes, we will definitely be on the air this Friday, tuned to GQ Palace. Love Fantasy with Storm and Rich Money. We'll be on at 8 o'clock. Please
love and entertainment.
Check us out. Yes, love entertainment. Love entertainment. Yes, yes. I'm telling you, that song, I'm like, wait a minute. It's really off completely. But we did have a wonderful show. Tune in Friday, yes. 8 o'clock, Storm Rich Money. GQ Palace is butter.
All right.
I'm able to carry on. It's been coming, but I know a change gon' come.